the Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and the Pet Milk Recipe of the Week. If you were listening last week, you know that Mary Lee Taylor and her staff have just completed a wonderful new 16-page book of recipes and meal plans called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. And if you haven't sent for this brand new collection of time-saving, money-saving recipes for everything from one-dish dinners to delicious make-ahead-of-time desserts, be sure to get your request in today. Just write to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and ask for new ideas. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC, and here she is.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. As you probably know, our young friends, Jim and Sally Carter, are now the proud parents of a baby girl named Betsy. Everything's going along smoothly, too. Or was, until the day Jim came to the hospital and said,
Sally, are you sure you ought to be coming home so soon? It's all right. But, well, it's just this.
And Sally confided to her friend, Marcy Waring.
I can't understand it. Everybody acts so funny about my coming home. What's wrong? What's the matter?
You'll hear the surprising story of Sally's homecoming in just a minute. But first, a promise that after the story, I'm going to give you one of my favorite recipes from our brand new book.
What's the recipe for, Mary Lee?
Chef Salad, Dell. And there's a color photograph of this grand salad on page 9 of this new book.
Oh, sure. Here it is. It's in a big wooden salad bowl, and it's a combination of, let me see now, lettuce, shredded cabbage, carrots, and wedges of red ripe tomatoes.
You're pretty good, Dell. You missed just two things.
Oh?
Sliced radishes and thinly sliced green onions.
Well, what do you know? And what kind of dressings on this chef's salad, Mary Lee? I know it's Pet Milk dressing, but there are all kinds of different salad dressings you can make with Pet Milk.
Well, this one is very much like the old-fashioned sour cream dressing that everyone is so fond of. It has the same creamy smoothness, the same good flavor, and it has nourishment you don't get from cream because it's made with whole milk that's double rich.
And you do mean Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Something else about Pet Milk you ought to know, and that is that it costs less than cream. In fact, it costs less than any other form of milk.
True, every word of it. It's also true that later today, we're going to plan a meal that gives four people everything they'd want to eat and that costs only about 41 cents a person. But right now, it's time for our story of the week. And her new baby, Betsy, are still in the hospital. And Jim is there right now telling Sally how awfully lonesome he's beginning to find the little Carter apartment.
Sally, you'd be surprised how big the place seems.
I certainly would. Our apartment has lots of things wrong with it, but I'd never thought it was too big.
It's because it's so empty and so dead, sort of. Everything with any life to it is gone. You... I miss you most, of course.
I'm glad to hear that.
But I miss the kitten, too, by golly, though I sure never thought I would.
See, I knew all the time you loved Cindy, even if she does sleep in the best chair. Marcy Rarick's taking good care of her, I know.
And even the potted plants. Mrs. Hogan took them up to her place to water them. I never knew how much life a few green weeds could give a place.
Philodendron. That's all I have any luck with.
And that corner where your piano used to be. I swear, Sally, when I come home nights, the silence coming out of that corner is louder than anything you ever played.
Golly, dear, I guess maybe I shouldn't have sold the piano, but it seemed like the only thing to do. We were so low on money, and you were so worried.
Sally, you were an awful good sport to do it. I know what that piano meant to you.
As it turned out, I really wouldn't have had to sell it. Right away, you made that big sale to the chain store man, and then the other
one... Honey, I'll bet I wouldn't have made either one of those sales if it hadn't been for those new clothes and the lift that piano money gave me.
In that case, I'm glad I sold it. And let's don't think any more about it. When Betsy gets home, I'll guarantee you won't suffer from silence. Uh-oh. That bell means end of visiting hour, darling.
Well, good night, beautiful. I'll be...
Jim, I've got a surprise for you.
A surprise?
Uh-huh. I saved it for the last thing. Dr. Arnold said I can go home day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow?
Instead of Friday. Well, aren't you glad?
Oh, well, sure. That's wonderful. If he's sure it's all right, I don't want you to come until he's perfectly certain.
Oh, don't be silly. You know he wouldn't let me go unless I'm entirely able to. I never felt better in my life.
Oh, maybe, but you have to be careful. Besides, your mother won't be back. She's not coming till Friday, and then you certainly can't take care of the baby all by yourself. No, I think you'd better wait.
Well, Mom said she could come any time. I had a letter from her today.
Well, all right. I guess I can... Well, I mean, that's swell.
You act awfully queer. Almost like you don't want me to come home. Is anything wrong?
You know how much I want you to come home, Sally. It's just that... Say, the lights in the hall are going out. I'd better scram. See you tomorrow, baby.
All right. Good night. Well, that's strange. It really is strange.
The next afternoon, Marcy Rarick, Sally's neighbor, came visiting. And Sally thought she might shed some light on Jim's strange behavior. But it didn't work out that way.
Oh, I'll be home 3 days sooner than we thought, Marcy. Isn't that grand?
Sure. Yeah, sure, Sally. It's swell.
Hey, you sound awfully funny. Everybody acts funny about my coming home. You? Jim? What's the matter, Marcy?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You? Jim said to tell you that he can't come over tonight. He'll see you tomorrow when he comes to take you home.
Something is the matter. I can tell by the way you're acting. You might just as well tell me. Whatever it is, I'll worry a lot more, won't you?
I guess that's right. But the trouble is, Sally, I don't know what's the matter.
What do you mean? You don't know.
Well, Jim acts so queer. Everybody in the building is wondering what he's up to.
Queer? How?
Well, for one thing, we've all asked him for dinner this week, and he hasn't accepted a single invitation.
Oh, that. Well, I guess he's just grabbed a bite between the office and the hospital. He's been here every night.
Maybe. But he's come in so late every single night, long after closing time here.
Well, he hates the empty apartment. He was just telling me so last night. Maybe he takes a walk or goes to a movie or something.
He could be. But he looks so worried. And he gets up early every morning and makes a whole string of telephone calls. Mrs. Hogan can hear him.
That is kind of funny. But I don't guess it's anything serious.
I haven't told you the strangest thing, Sally. Today, Jim came rushing home at noon, looking absolutely frantic.
At noon? Well, Jim never comes home at noon.
He did today. And he was in such a bluster, it scared me. I thought maybe something was wrong with you or the baby, so...
Let's go on.
Well, so I went down to find out. Jim was at your desk, Sally, going through all the papers in it like crazy.
My goodness.
He hardly spoke to me. He was throwing papers on the floor and jerking open drawers. I never saw Jim act like that.
Oh, dear, something terrible must have happened.
Well, he ought to know you wouldn't worry as much if he'd tell you what the trouble is, instead of just letting you wonder. Husbands are so inconsiderate.
No, Jim isn't inconsiderate. He's really trying to keep me from worrying about whatever it is. Oh, well, thank goodness I'll be going home tomorrow. Then I'm sure everything will be all right. I hardly recognize Betsy in a bonnet. She looks older, doesn't she, Jim?
Uh-huh. I don't think she even knows she's riding in a cab, Sally.
What? Well, she doesn't mind anyway. She's going to be a good baby. I can tell. The nurses said she hardly ever cried.
Oh, I hope that's straight stuff and not just routine morale boosting for timid parents.
Oh, I'm not a timid parent. I'm crazy to take care of Betsy myself. I've been so anxious to get home.
Sally, how'd you like to take a little ride before we go home,
A ride? In a taxi? Are you out of your head, Jim?
Well, it's a nice day, and you won't get out much, and I just thought you might like to look around a little.
Say, when I'm in a taxi, I can't look at anything except the meter, no matter how hard I try. Besides, I can't wait to get home, can you?
Yes. No, of course not. Say, driver, could you take it a little slower? All the bumps might bother the baby.
Okay, pal.
Why, he's just crawling along now. I was about to tell him to go a little faster.
Take a vote on it, folks, and let me know the result.
All right, wise guy. Keep going as is.
Jim, what's the matter? You've acted so strange, like my coming home with a shock to you. Besides, Marcy said... I mean, I wish you'd tell me, whatever it is.
Oh, I can't see what makes you think anything's the matter. What have I done that's so sinister? Great Caesar, women get the darndest notion.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter, Betsy? Don't you like being wrapped up like this?
Hey, it's the first time I've ever heard her cry. I'm kind of glad to know her lungs are okay.
Hey, pal, whatever else ain't right with any baby, its lungs is always 500% perfect.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Is that a girl?
Yes, she is.
Well... some like girls. Got 7 boys myself.
Good.
Here you are, folks. Maybe I better carry the baby and let you take the suitcase, pal. I know how to carry babies.
Say, my friend, you take the suitcase up to the door and I'll carry the baby. You don't know a thing about girls.
Okay, pal. Okay.
Well, you've no idea how good it is to see this old rooming house. Seems like ages since I left.
Well, would you like to sit down on the steps and rest a minute, Sally, before we go in?
Sit on the steps? Of course not. Are you crazy? Hurry and get the door open.
All right, take the baby. Be careful.
I've got it, dear.
Here we are.
Sounds like somebody moving. Surely not the people in the second floor apartment so still.
Oh, boy. I guess they made it after all.
What'd you say? Why, that's in our apartment.
Well, Sally?
Jim, you have been up to something. Open that door. Why, Jim!
In just a minute, we'll find out how today's story ends. But first, a quick reminder about Mary Lee Taylor's exciting new 16-page recipe collection called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. In this new handy book, you'll find everything from a complete plan for Easter dinner to plans for easy-to-fix meals for 2 or 4 or 6 people. Yes, that's a special Mary Lee Taylor service and a mighty helpful one, too. Recipes that give the different amounts of ingredients needed to make just 2 servings or 4 or 6 servings. They're all in the book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals. So send for your copy today. Just print your name and address and the word New Ideas on a postcard and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or to the address I'll be giving a little later. And now, back to our story.
Why, Jim, I can't believe it. It's Mr. Larson, the man who bought my piano.
Hello, Mrs. Carter. Your piano's back. I knew all the time that piano had never ought to leave this place.
Yep, and maybe you think I didn't have a heck of a time finding this guy. Every night I wandered around second-hand shops thinking I might run into the piano or maybe recognize his name if I saw it. But I didn't.
My piano. My own piano back again. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to find it in time. I wanted it here when you got back.
And here it is with the same scratches and burns. I just had a feeling about this piano.
So that's what you were doing nights after you left the hospital.
Hey, how did you know?
Oh, hello. I thought I heard you.
Uh-oh. Of course. I get it.
Here's your kitten. Oh, that angel baby. Can I take off her wrap?
Of course, Kate. And put her in a crib. Well, hello, Cinder. I believe you've grown.
This is the darlingest. Why, your piano's back.
Yep, lady. We just delivered it.
Why, it's Mr. Larson.
That was what Jim was doing, trying to locate my piano. but why didn't you just ask me who bought it, Jim? Oh,
I wanted to surprise you.
Oh, that was sweet. Well, Marcy was here when Mr. Larson first came to look at it. Why didn't you just ask her?
I wanted to surprise you.
Yes, he wanted to... Hey, I like that.
I guess this fellow knows women.
When you said you were coming home today instead of Friday, I was pretty upset. And then I thought of going through your papers. I thought I might find a receipt or something. And the ad you clipped out of the paper was there.
So that's what?
Yeah, that's what.
Mighty fine boy you got here.
She's a girl.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Pretty, too. Well, I'll be getting along. My men are waiting for me.
Me too, Mr. Larson. If there's anything I can do for Sally, just let me know, Mr. Carter.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Oh, Jim. I'm home again.
Yeah. At last.
And the baby. Our baby. In a crib.
Acting right at home, too.
And the philodendrons in the window.
And the kitten asleep in the best chair.
And the piano back. Oh, Jim, that's wonderful.
And you back, darling. Especially you back.
Oh, Jim, it's perfect.
Yeah. The place has come to life again. Well, come on. Let's get you off your feet. You've got to lie down now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Your mother will be here tonight, but till she comes, Betsy will have to make out with me taking care of her. Come on.
Oh, just a minute, Jim. First, let me play something. One little thing on the piano.
All right. I guess a few minutes won't hurt you.
Oh, Jim, I'm really home.
Yes. The place has come to life again.
We'll be bringing you another story about Jim and Sally Carter and little Betsy. But right now, let's return to the Pet Mill Kitchen. And on the way, let me remind you that Mary Lee Taylor has a special little gift she'd like to send you. A tiny miniature Pet Mill can, just about 1/2 inch high, that's perfect to wear on a charm bracelet or wear on a key ring just for luck. Teenagers really go for them. And a lot of stores are selling them, but Pet Milk users can get one without spending an extra penny. Just take one Pet Milk label, write your name and address and the word charm on the back of the label, and send it to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
That's right, Dale. And now, before we start on the recipe of the week for Chef Salad, let's do a little meal planning.
That's okay by me, because I'll bet all our listeners would like to know about a nice, hearty meal that can be prepared for just about 41 cents a person. And that's what today's meal costs. Right, Mary Lee?
Exactly. And it's the kind of old-fashioned meal most families like best. We start with baked beans and steamed frankfurters.
My favorite Saturday night supper.
Then chef salad, which is today's featured recipe.
And almost a meal in itself.
And brown bread and butter spread.
Gotta have brown bread with baked beans.
Then for dessert, orange gelatin with peach sauce. And the recipe for this delicious sauce is in the new book we told you about a little while ago. You can make it with just a few leftover canned sliced peaches.
Mary Lee, how about coffee with that meal?
Oh, yes. Coffee and Pet Milk and sugar are all figured into that price of 41 cents a person. And to get that meal ready in a jiffy, I suggest you use canned beans and canned brown bread. And, of course, the salad dressing and the gelatin dessert and peach sauce can all be made ahead of time and kept in the refrigerator.
Then all you have to do just before mealtime is cut the vegetables for the salad while the frankfurters and beans and bread are heating, huh?
That's right. Now, if you live in New England, you might prefer to slice the frankfurters and mix them right in with the beans. And they're awfully good that way.
And if you live in Wisconsin or Michigan, you might like molasses bran muffins with your baked beans instead of that brown bread. Isn't that so, Mary Lee?
Yes, that's exactly right. And now let me tell you, how to make the big attraction of the meal, chef salad.
And I'll write down the recipe right along with our listeners. Go ahead, Mary Lee.
Well, first, put into a jar.
You did say a jar, didn't you, Mary Lee?
Yes, a jar.
Okay, then. Put into a jar
2 1/2 tablespoons vinegar.
2 1/2 tablespoons vinegar. That puts the zip into the dressing.
And 1 teaspoon salt.
1 teaspoon salt. Can't have salad dressing without salt.
2 teaspoons sugar.
2 teaspoons sugar. This all goes into the jar, huh?
Yes. And a few grains of pepper.
Few grains pepper. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons salad oil.
2 tablespoons salad oil. Is that all?
Just one thing more. 1/3 cup pep milk.
1/3 cup. You did say pet milk, didn't you?
I did say pet milk.
Okay. 1/3 cup pet milk. Wonderful, double-rich, low-cost pet milk.
Now, cover the jar and shake well.
Cover jar and shake well. Say, that's a neat trick.
I think so. And that's the dressing for the salad. And it should, of course, be kept chilled. Then, at serving time, you just shake the jar of dressing and mix with 1 1/3 cups shredded lettuce.
Oh, just a second now. Mix with 1 1/3 cups shredded lettuce. Okay.
1 cup shredded cabbage.
1 cup shredded cabbage. All right.
1/2 cup shredded carrot.
1/2 cup shredded carrots. So you can see in the dark.
1/3 cup sliced radishes.
1/3 cup sliced radishes. Just on account of they're good in a salad.
1/3 cup sliced green onions.
1/3 cup sliced green onions. Because it isn't a salad without onions.
And 2 small tomatoes cut in wedges.
2 small tomatoes cut in wedges. And that does it. And what a salad it is. Plenty for 4 people.
It certainly is. And now a few tips. Watercress or raw spinach can replace half of the lettuce. And diced celery or cucumber can be used in place of the sliced radishes. And in place of the vinegar in the dressing, you can, if you like, use lemon juice.
But nothing can take the place of the pep milk used to make that best of all salad dressing. And you know why? Because there is no other form of milk quite like pet milk. It's evaporated milk, and that means it's good whole milk concentrated to double richness. Yes, and that double richness makes a whale of a difference in the way that salad dressing tastes. Another thing, pet milk costs less than any other form of milk you can buy.
And because pet milk is double rich, naturally it gives you double the amount of nourishing whole milk substances. And that's important, too.
You bet. Now, any more helpful tips, Mary Lee?
Yes. For the dressing, and that recipe makes about 1/2 cupful, do choose a jar with a tight-fitting lid and one that's big enough to permit you to shake it well to mix the ingredients thoroughly. Since the dressing will keep perfectly for several days in the refrigerator, you might want to double that recipe and have enough dressing for a different salad on another day.
Well, Mary Lee, I know that now and then you suggest a salad as the main dish of a meal, especially long about this time of the year, so how about chef salad?
Well, if I serve chef salad as the main dish of a meal, I'd add 1 cup of diced cheese or meat or several sliced hard-cooked eggs. A combination of diced cheese and diced smoked tongue, for example, would be delicious in the salad and would make it nourishing enough to serve as a main dish.
Sounds good to me. Any other ideas you want to pass along today, Mary Lee?
Well, I would like to remind everyone again to send for our brand new 16-page book called New Ideas for Everyday Meals, because it's literally packed with easy money-saving recipes and helpful meal plans.
Good. And the way to send for this valuable book is to write your name and address and the words New Ideas on a postcard and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And the way to get some good meal planning ideas and up-to-the-minute recipes even quicker than that is to look for the Pet Milk display in your favorite grocery store and help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders featured with this display.
In just a minute, Mary Lee will bring you today's recipe for happiness. But first, how about next Saturday's recipe of the week, Mary Lee?
It's for a wonderful main dish, Dale, especially created for Easter dinner and guaranteed not to wreck anyone's food budget.
And, of course, in addition to the recipe of the week and the money-saving Easter dinner Mary Lee Taylor will plan for you, we'll be bringing you another delightful story about the Carter family. So be sure to be with us. And tonight, don't miss hearing Vic Damone on The Pet Milk Show with Charmin K. Armin, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pet Milk Orchestra. It's a half hour of songs and music that you'll enjoy so much, you'll wish the program were longer. That's tonight, remember, over most of these same NBC stations. And now, today's recipe for happiness.
We give happiness not so much by great acts of devotion and sacrifice, but by the absence of fault-finding and criticism. And now until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer, directed by Al Champ. And now an important reminder. Every Easter seal you buy helps a crippled child. Buy Easter seals today so that more crippled children may learn to walk again, talk again, live happy, useful lives. Del King speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.